This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, I want to play this Ashley Sinclair and the Elon Musk story. Okay,
who's she?
She's the baby mama.
Oh, okay.
Of like his 14th kid.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was revealed yesterday that he gave her a $2.5 million down payment for the baby.
What do you mean a down payment for the baby? You can't buy children
to take care of the baby.
Oh, okay.
He also says that he doesn't know. And he doesn't think that the baby is his.
Oh, all right.
He thinks that, but he won't take a paternity test because he said it really doesn't matter. That financially, well, yeah, he's going to take care of everything.
I know, but you want that guy's name on the birth certificate.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree. In fact, he helped name the child. So you would think that at that point he thought that it was. I don't know. I have no idea. She got $2.5 million up front. She gets $500,000 a year.
Okay.
Till the kid becomes 18, I'm sure. And then a $40,000 New York City condo.
A month.
Oh, okay. Per month for the condo.
Ashley St. Clair, the woman who claims she is the mother of Elon Musk's 13th child, says she's been forced to sell her Tesla amid child support woes. The conservative influencer is seen handing over a $100,000 automobile outside her Manhattan apartment in a video posted by the Daily Mail March 31st. In the clip, Ashley tells the Daily Mail reporter, "I need to make up for the 60% cut that Elon made to our son's child support." When asked if she felt Musk was being vindictive towards her, St. Clair responds, "Well, that's his modus operandi when women speak out. You can check the stocks. I'm not the only one who was cleaning up after his messes." St. Clair says in the video that the last time she tried to speak to Musk was February 13th, but he did not respond.
Getting ugly.
Well, the thing is, here I'm going to take both of their sides. He's weird, okay? He's like an NBA basketball player now. Like, he's just kids everywhere.
Yeah.
He's not paying for it. So he's his own problem. But she had an agenda. And she admitted to her friends she had an agenda that she was going to get Elon Musk and she was going to have a kid with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, she said that?
Yeah.
So that's been revealed.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was, yeah. She was on a mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
wow.
they both deserve each other, in my opinion.
Yeah. it's a weird situation.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
But she's so out there. I mean, and they post, I've got a couple that I saw yesterday, and they post, well, especially her, she really posts just like stuff that you shouldn't really be saying out loud.
Yeah.
That should be between you and him.
Well, she's mad because it'd be like if you were a billionaire, right? And you only gave me $500,000 a year, I'd be mad.
Well, 2.5 up front.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we don't know if that's in payment plans or if it's cash right out of the pocket.
Yeah, well, they set a down payment, so I'm assuming that it was cash.
But
I don't
you
know.
Still think
I
you're going to live like on a yacht, you know?
Yeah, but do you really if there's like five other baby mamas?
When he's the richest man in the world, you do.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you think you're set for life. Like, you think you're going to have the penthouse in Manhattan that's worth, you know, $100 million.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything for the rest of your life.
And you're going to have a private jet and all this because it doesn't cost him anything mentally. You know, it's like, yeah, whatever. Here's $100 million. Go away, bitch.
Oh, yeah. You can easily afford that. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. It's just a convoluted story.
It's weird.
Crazy. And then he comes out and says that, "I'm not even sure that baby's mine."
Well, I think it's got to be humiliating as a man to know that you got entrapped and you didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
You know, you
he's angry about that.
Yeah, you thought that she was really into you, right? Mm-hmm. And that you just had this little love affair, and then to read everything that she was saying to friends, that's got to kick you in the teeth. You know?
It's a soap opera.
It is a soap opera.
It's crazy. Yeah. And it's not going to stop anytime soon, because she's not going to let it and he's not going to let
it.
Neither one are going to give up on this. They're going to continue to fight back and forth on the platforms out there, and it's going to go on and on and on. You wait and see.
I feel like his true love was Amber Heard.
I do too.
Mm. I feel like he never got over her.
I agree with you.
You know? Like, yeah. He just like loved her. Yeah. But she didn't try to entrap him. She was just like, dude, you're weird. I'm out.
She turned out to be kind of weird, too.
Well,
though.
Yeah, she poops in people's beds. Yeah.
Exactly.
They might be the perfect couple now. I don't know.
All right, it's floating around again. The Broncos in their new home, looking for a new stadium.
In Saudi Aurora.
I don't know. You think they will do Aurora? Well, they named Aurora, and they named Lone Tree.
Yeah.
So, Jim Hooley, Fox 31, he's on it this morning.
Some comments coming over the weekend here from the CEO of the team, Greg Penner. You've heard that name before. He's fielded questions at the NFL owners meeting over the weekend. That's underway in Florida right now. Penner made it seem more likely than ever that the Broncos now are definitely in the market for a new home.
We want to create what's the best option for the next 40 or 50 years, not 10 or 20 years.
Now, as of this morning, there's no confirmation from either city that Penner mentioned, and those cities were Lone Tree and the city of Aurora. Mm. But Penner also went on to say that there is a possibility that they could renovate this place and maybe even put a dome or a retractable roof on Empower Field. So live down in Empower Field, I'm Jim Hooley.
They're not going to renovate. They're moving.
You know what? Talking about like a guy that figured it out. That man married the daughter of Walmart.
Yeah.
That was a good move.
Yeah. Man. Well, you're right.
Yeah, that was a good move. Solid.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're Susie Walmart? Okay. Susie Walton? Okay.
You know, The closest I've ever come to being in that position,
yeah,
where you actually went out with somebody that their parents were loaded,
yep.
Okay? Because I've never really had that in my life except for one time. I went out with this girl in Tennessee, in Nashville.
Yeah.
And she was the daughter of one of the Oak Ridge boys. That's the closest I've ever come. She was the daughter. The one that talked like this right here. The one that sang bass. Mama sang bass. Mama sang bass. She even
talked
like
this. No, he went like this. He went like this. Mbappa, mbappa, mbappa,
yow, wow.
Mbappa, 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 now, now.
Yep.
Hi, old silver. Away.
And that's exactly how his daughter sounded. But I would have married her. I would have. There was a lot of money at stake there. That was the closest I've ever come.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, that was it.
I'm so sad for you. Yep. You could have been what would you be? Son-in-law.
I'd be a son-in-law. Maybe yeah. I'd be like a stagehand or something. Test the microphones before the show.
Are there,
check, one, two, check, check.
Are there any Oak Ridge boys still alive? Remember, yeah, didn't they sing Elvira?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I don't remember. I think Richard Sturban maybe alive.
And did they sing Just a Swingin'? There's a little girl in my neighborhood. Her name is something something, and she's really looking good.
Is that Bobby Sue?
Yeah.
No, I think it's called
Swinging. All right, guys, we can move on.
We're looking into the family history right now.
Let's go back to the stadium.
That was my closest to marrying somebody.
Now, where's the stadium going to be?
And that was only one date. One date, okay? Oombapo.
Oombapo, mama. Hi, old silver.
They are
away. Tonight, I'm going to take her to the something something cafe. I'm going to give her all the love that I can. Yes, I am.
I'm just telling you.
She's going to hoot and holler when I spend my last few dollar. Sorry. I know every word.
Mark my word.
I was like seven. My dad was so proud of me in the back seat of the car.
The Broncos wagon. Are going to be moving. They're not going to stay in the old
stadium. Very back of the station wagon.
Yeah.
All
right, I got you. Let's regroup. We'll be right back.
You know you want to hear it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.